Welcome to another edition of SKNIES Week in Review, a weekly program that highlights some of the top stories of the work of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis. I am your presenter, Carissa Franks Benjamin. Coming up, 15 citizens of St. Kitts and Nevis recognized for their sterling contribution to nation building, and new St. Peter's Health Center to help build stronger and more resilient healthcare sector. In keeping with the National Honors Act, 15 citizens of St. Kitts and Nevis were recognized for their sterling contribution to nation building during a ceremony held at the National Heroes Park in observance of National Heroes Day on Wednesday, September 16, 2020. The National Honors Act established a trio of merit-based awards, which includes the Medal of Honor, the Companion of the Star of Merit, and the Order of National Hero. This year's recipients of the Companion of the Star of Merit include Dr. Bernal Nisbet in Medicine, Viola Jacobs and Shirley Brown for Education, Archdeacon J. Rudolph Smithen for Religious Service, and Dr. Hazel Laws, Dr. Cameron Wilkinson, and Abdias Samuel for National Service in a Crisis. The Medal of Honor went to Mary Nurse and Charles McMaster in Community Service, Pearline Musenden in Education, Joseph Benders for Arts, Dr. A. Linton Liburd in Medicine, Pamela Brooks in Nursing, and Brian Dyer and Dr. Judy Nisbet in the area of National Service in a Crisis. Prime Minister Dr. the Honorable Timothy Harris noted that although everyone is called to be a national hero in his or her own way, it was important for everyone to recognize the long and meritorious contributions of citizens to nation building. Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis, Dr. the Honorable Timothy Harris, delivered a powerful and motivating message to the young people of the Federation during his commemorative address at the National Heroes Park in observance of National Heroes Day on Wednesday, September 16, 2020.
To our young people who are in the spring of your lives, I say to you that a hero lies in you. It is your destiny as a citizen of this great land of St. Kitts and Nevis. But I must also alert you that the hero will not emerge by osmosis. It must be nurtured. Nurtured with the values and traditions that we Kittishans and Nevisians hold dear. Self-discipline and industry, respect for our elders, drive for improvement and advancement, service to others, embracing our shared responsibilities, setting our dreams and aspirations as high as we choose, and taking the first steps towards achieving them. You in this modern world can achieve anything with the strength of your will and the love of a nation.
Dr. Harris encouraged the youth population to never give up.
You, my young people, in this modern world, can achieve anything with the strength of your will and the love of a nation behind you. There are some of you who will doubt what you can achieve because of the present economic and social circumstances. Hurtful as the economic and health crises are now, we can all be assured they too will pass. Let us not allow temporary circumstances to diminish our dreams. Even as your government tries to alleviate as best it can any and all the hardships being felt by our citizens and residents.
The government of national unity is yet again delivering on its promise to build a stronger and more resilient healthcare sector with the commencement of the construction of the new St. Peter's Health Center. at the groundbreaking ceremony, which took place at the site on Monday, September 14, Minister of Health, the Honorable Akila Byron Nisbet, stated that the stronger and more resilient healthcare sector will focus on reducing the impact of both communicable and non-communicable diseases on the people of the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis. Minister Byron Nisbet also noted that the construction of the new healthcare center illustrates the ministry's commitment and significant buy-in to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal No. 3, Family Health, Good Health and Well-being. The minister said that it is the ministry's intention to continue to invest in the health and wellness at the primary health care level. The new St. Peter's Health Center is set to provide a contemporary health care service to over 4,000 families.
This is indeed a large population, and the fact that so many of our citizens will be able to access the wide range of services to be provided by this brand new facility is exciting. Exciting because the Ministry of Health is committed to providing healthcare for all, embracing the basic tenets, care that is available, care that is equitable, and care that is accessible and affordable for all its people.
Minister Byron Nisbet stated that the project is part of a community-wide facelift and build out of an excellent primary health infrastructure to foster the promotion of health and prevent disease and thus positively impact the quality of lives. At a ceremony held on September 14, Rams Trading Limited, the Ministry of Fisheries and Marine Resources, and the Bastia Fisheries Complex entered into a commercial and community partnership whereby 1,000 pounds of fish would be sold to Rams on a weekly basis. The Bastia Fisheries Complex is supplied with fish from Nevis through the Fishermen's Cooperative and from the major landing sites in St. Kitts, Date Bay, Sandy Point, Old Road, and Bastia.
I want to say how pleased I am to be here because this initiative is one that will bear fruits for Rams Group of Companies, for the Bastia Fisheries Complex, and most importantly the stakeholders who we work with, and that is the fisher folks. This initiative is one that must be embraced by all involved, and we want to make the commitment here this morning, Amir, that from the Bastia Fisheries Complex, we will want to operate in a way that is consistent with what you have done here as a company in terms of offering consistency, quality, reliability, and all of the good things that have made Rams Group of Company a major force to be reckoned with here in the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis. I want to say to the customers who would patronize you as well that this should be a part of their one-stop shop to pick up fresh, local fish right here at Rams. I want persons to come to Rams, patronize the business, because when it's all said and done, you're patronizing Rams, the Bastia Fisheries Complex, and you're patronizing our local fisher folks who are all committed to ensuring that we have food security here in the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis.
Minister of Agriculture, Fisheries and Marine Resources, the Honorable Alexis Jeffers. And that's it for this edition of SKNIS Week in Review. Join us again next week.